The round goby came from Europe and, like many invasive species, was brought over in the ballast waters from ships in the Great Lakes. The species is making its way down the Illinois River and are closing in on the Mississippi River basin. The round goby compete with native fish for spawning and foraging habitats, which could cost the recreational and commercial fishing industries billions of dollars. Researchers at the U.S. Geological Survey Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse have been trying to determine what pesticides would work to combat the fish while leaving native species unharmed. They've narrowed the possibilities down to two, antimycin and balicide. Chief researcher Teresa Schreier says their work indicates both can be released near the bottom of a river or lake to scale back the round goby population while leaving native species unharmed. Schreier says the lab work is done. Now the two pesticides will be tested in the field.
We're hoping that native fish would evacuate those conditions and the round goby would be more susceptible than to the chemical agent and eliminate them, and not specifically all the native fish.
Randy Hines is a wildlife biologist and partnership coordinator with the U.S. Geological Survey Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse. He says fish managers don't have a lot in their arsenal to fend off invasive species, but it may be years before the pesticides are available for use. The study has been published in the Journal of Great Lakes Research. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.